Infrastructure Services Committee. I am Armin Pipe, I'm the chair of the committee. I have Council Member Martinez listening and Council Member Abdi filling in for Council Member Hendrick. We're going straight to our business agenda item. First thing on the agenda is a franchise agreement with Wholesale Networks. We have Eric presenting.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Council Members. Good to be with you tonight. This is very similar to the last franchise we did. I think that was the end of May.
Right.
Again, it follows the formula of legal review, about a little back and forth with minor language changes that the company wants to change, you know, how they get nitpicky about certain words in the legal environment. But generally maintains the same structure between the franchise agreements, seeking the same length of term. So we're asking to move this forward to consent. We were reminded by our legal team that it does have to go before the whole council twice. It can be on consent both times. We just need to forward it instead of the regular meeting on the 5th. We're asking it now to go to the committee of the whole consent on the 12th, and then the following regular consent agenda on the 19th. And if you have any questions about the agreement or the company, happy to see what I can answer for you.
Councilmember Martinez, do you have any
questions? No, I have no questions on this.
Councilmember Abdi, do you have any
questions? No questions. It looks good to me.
Just one quick question. I know last time I asked about the $5,000 fee. Just a follow up. If this or another company digs a trench through a road and covers it, do they later on pay the city additional maybe fees or anything else to cover?
Yes. That's done through separate franchise permits.
Oh, okay.
But the franchise agreement gives them the ability to apply for franchise permits instead of a regular public works permit.
Fantastic.
Kind of streamlines that process, but it holds in the language the accountability to make sure that they still apply for permits, pay for restitution, do all the work according to the normal processes.
That's good to know, because I know we always talk about road repairs, and just wanted to...
Yeah, something that I learned just recently, too. If you really want to go in-depth on that, you can talk to Scott Moore in the Planning and Development Department. He can tell you all about, you know, regular public works permits versus the franchise permits, and how the franchise permits streamline the work and get them to work more smoothly with the city.
Thank you. Do we have a consensus on the council members to move it to the regular consent agenda and then council the whole agenda?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, consensus.
Thank you.
Next agenda item is large meter water replacement purchase agreement. We have Adib Adlal. Hello, Adib.
Hello, good evening. So for this item, we've had one, I think, last year for two or three larger meters. We had 10 inches. For this one, we're proposing we get 11 new water meters, varying sizes, anywhere from 4 to 8. So they're still large water meter sizes. And we are planning to do all of that in-house again, which saves a lot of money on labor and overhead costs. We're looking at about $123,000 for all those meters. We are getting census meters, and we have the resolution attached to explain why we're going with one seller instead of the typical get a few bids and go with the lowest bid. Just to put it into context, the typical water meter for residents is about 1 inch. And going from 1 to 2 is not just an extra inch. It's actually an exponential increase. It's almost 4 times as much. So you can imagine how much bigger by the time you get to even 4 inches. And I'm happy to take any questions. We're just looking to take it to the consent agenda on August 5th.
Councilmember, do you have any questions?
Says you're replacing 2 8-inch meters, 7 6-inch meters, and 2 4-inch meters, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so are they swap outs? They're swap outs then?
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty easy for the crew to do it. Otherwise, it would be way too much work.
Yeah. Okay. And I know some valves, whether they're flow meters or whether gates or whatever, what have you. they have different sizing. So they match up those same sizing then. So it's just a matter of slipping in and out, plus a gasket or two, if they don't have a neoprene internal, correct?
Yeah, that's why we're trying to stay with the exact same brand so we don't have any issues, because they do, like you said, sometimes change. Even a slight difference is a big issue.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Okay. All right. No, that's all.
I don't know, Rob, do you have any question?
Yeah, real quickly, how long would it take to complete this whole thing with all of
it? So all of it complete, we're going to have to wait until the material arrives, which there's a long lead time. I think we're looking at 9 to 10 months right now. I know that changes, but once the material arrives, we've spent the crew, when they have time, it takes them half a day to a full day to do 1 meter. And they usually space it out because they have a lot of other things to do.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, that's the only question I had. Appreciate it.
I don't have any questions. Do you guys have any others?
No.
Check. Do we have consensus to move the large meter water replacement purchase agreement forward to the regular consent agenda?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Consensus. Moving on to the next agenda, which is C, sewer lift station, fire retrofit construction, management supplement. We have, again, a debug of all.
Perfect. So for sewer lift station 5, I'm sure seen it before. That's the sewer lift station near the entrance to Starfire, where Fort Bent is, that area. And I think about a month or two ago, we had brought the bid opening to start construction before you. And we got the okay, and we're starting construction soon. But while construction is going, even though we're going to do most of the inspection in-house, we're not going to be able to do all of it because there's a lot of specialty inspection, like electrical or some of the concrete specialty inspection. And to help us with a lot of the submittals we get from the contractor, because that takes a lot of bandwidth. So we're having Pace extend their scope, and we're in turn need to give them more money to be able to help us with the construction management. We tried to limit it as much as we could, but there's only so much we could do, the staff that we have in-house. And we're also looking to forward this. It's about $130,000 amendment number 1 on the consent agenda for the August 5th regular meeting.
Councilmember Martinez, do you have any question?
Just clarification, Pace or Paramex?
This one's Pace. The next item will be Parametrics. Lift Station 12 will be Parametrics.
Oh, Lift Station 5. Got it. Looking at the wrong pages. Okay, yeah, nope, that's it. Sorry.
Councilmember, do you have a question?
No question.
Neither do I. Councilmember, do you have consensus to move the sewer lift station 5 construction management supplement forward to the regular consent agenda?
Yes, we do.
We have consensus. Moving on to the last agenda item, which is a sewer lift station 12 upgrade design service agreement. And again, we have
Perfect. This is sewer lift station 12. This is the one by Key Bank near Strander, that area, south end of the mall, or north end. And that one needs some studying before we start on the design. So this contract is to really study, look at a couple of alternatives before we dive into the design contract. So we'll definitely see some kind of amendment, maybe 2 in the future, but to start the majority of the design work and the alternative study, this is the contract. And there's currently a sewer line that ends up at sewer lift station 2. That line goes right under 405, which just south of where we are at City Hall, which is a huge liability, and we haven't been able to access it for over a decade. So we're looking at potentially abandoning it and how that would affect the lift station, how would that affect the upstream portion of the sewer system. So part of why this is not a straightforward, let's just start with the design contract and get going, but rather let's look at least 2 alternatives and see what we're going to do with the storage, what we're going to do with the electronic components, how we're going to make sure it's future proof, is why we're looking at this contract in this format, which is a little unique, but it's still a design contract, and it's for about $221,000. And same thing, we're looking for the consent agenda on August 5th.
Martin, do you have any questions?
Yeah, so I think so this is just a primary review, basically, to look at what we need to do, correct?
That's the majority of the contract. It does include taking us up to 30% design, and we typically do that by the time we're done with that feasibility study, so we know what design alternative we want to go to. We'll start taking it to TIC again. But instead of losing out a month, we can start design, and then by the time we get approval, we don't need to stop. So there's some design aspect to it, but it's not only a design contract.
Okay. And then I see, you know, under the city's capital improvement project summary, you guys, it's proposed that Public Works use a sewer bond for the proposed financing of this project once the information is gathered. Is that correct? Page two.
Griffin, do you know?
Yeah, he's referring to the CIP page there. So
yeah.
With this one, as you can see, it didn't have any expenses in the next biennium originally. It was lower down on the priority list.
Uh-huh.
With new information came it moving up, and in our next CIP, it's going to be further up on the priority list.
Okay.
And then as a part of our rate study that we're doing with FCS for water, sewer, and surface water, we are looking at revenue bonds to finance various capital projects across the various enterprise funds. So it wouldn't surprise me if a revenue bond was incorporated as a part of this project as well.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you, Abdi.
Thank you.
My own question is, what's the life cycle of one of these lift stations?
The lift station itself should really last almost forever, depending on the maintenance of it. You have components like pumps that maybe 15 to 30 years need replacing. There's motors, electronics that 10 to 15 years need replacing, concrete that needs touching up, recoating. So there's a lot of components within it that needs changing, and we've done some of that work. The last major upgrade to this station was, I think, back in 2000, so it's been over 20 years at this point.
And what was the work on that? In 2000,
like new pumps was the major new pumps, valves, some piping, a few of the electronics.
Thank you. Councilmember, do you have any other questions?
Yeah.
Do we have consensus, council members, to move the sewer lift station's 12 upgrade design service agreement forward to the regular consent agenda?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we have consensus. Thank you, Adi, for your presentation.
You.
Appreciate these reports and the work you're doing. With your team. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. We have a couple more minutes. Can I ask, actually?
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, do we have any slices?
I don't.
No. I'm actually curious. Are there any other topics? I know Hannah's not here, but usually when we meet, is there a specific topic or anything you would like to discuss in general?
To be honest, transportation and infrastructure,
right.
They targeted that six-year plan, and the biggest one, you know, my concern, it's a little bit more than that, but the biggest concern I had was the Ryan Hill aspect of it, because
right.
it's such a well-trafficked road, and now it's on the agenda since the King County Council member, you know, weighed in on this, you know. So I think that overall, you know, I mean, everybody wishes they had
right.
certain aspects of their neighborhoods taken care of, but I think that they're hitting the targets, and, you know, maintenance-wise, you know, some of these lift stations, you know, I built a lot of lift stations, and, you know, and MD was correct. Most of the time, it's the motors that go bad, and they've got stainless steel pipes that, you know, that they literally lift them up, and they have a lifting eye and those things, so where stuff like this could last, again, he's right, it can last 60, 70 years.
Right.
And, you know, usually the only thing that goes wrong on any type of lift station is flow meters, like the chrome flow meters, you know, and those electronics go bad. They're about a $10,000 or $12,000. Well, probably more than that now, but those items like that. So no, they're doing what they need to do with these.
The only reason I brought it up because the council animals did a really great job putting these agendas together, and then I just approved them. But if there's any certain topic you want to discuss, you're welcome to let me know. But that's the only reason why I just want.
No, and I appreciate it. But you know, again, you know, Public Works is the only division that, you know, if something goes wrong, it doesn't make a difference how smooth your car is running. If a spark plug goes bad on it, it's got to get fixed right away. You know, and that these guys are the only ones that have that issue. You know, Parks and, you know, DCD and all the other departments, you know, they're not as, you know, have these critical masses, you know.
Well, with that, we'll adjourn the meeting early at 5:47.
Cool.
Perfect.